Know the difference with Annex Wealth Management and apologies up front. We are going to talk about taxes, specifically mid-year tax planning. Now, before you turn the dial, hear us out. And by us, I mean Amy Kiskala, wealth strategist and estate planning attorney at Annex Wealth Management. Welcome back.
Hey, Danny.
You know, there's a big difference, and you've taught me this, between tax preparation and tax planning. Tax prep, the process of filing taxes. Tax planning is what you do with the information you gather during the prep, and it's something we assist clients with year-round at Annex.
We do. Tax planning is actually the fun part of taxes. It looks not only at your current year situation, but really through your lifetime and even after your death to help identify tax planning opportunities.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? The fun part of taxes.
Yes. It is.
Yeah, I know. You work with many of our high net worth clients for their planning, and we are now in a zone where mid-year tax planning makes sense. So what steps can those high net worth individuals take for mid-year tax planning? What's important?
Oh, there's a lot of things that are important for high net worth individuals, and it really starts with last year's tax return. So taking a look at 2022 tax return, just to see what happened last year and where are there any opportunities that we should be thinking about.
So you're not looking for errors, you're looking for opportunities.
That's exactly right. That's the difference.
Gotcha. There's concern during mid-year tax planning for high net worth clients. What is the concern that they've got?
Number of things driving concerns in mid-year tax planning. For high net worth individuals, one of the things on people's mind is the potential sunset of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act beginning in 2026. Now, that might seem a long way away, but it's going to impact both income taxes and estate and gift taxes. And it's really, now is the time to really start thinking and planning for what that might look like to see if there's opportunities that can be implemented over the next year or so.
But yet, even some things this year?
Absolutely. Okay. There are going to be some things this year. Or you might look at, does it make sense to maybe accelerate some income this year because they'd be looking at paying at higher rates in the future? Or maybe you're looking at the potential reduction of the estate and gift tax exemption amount.
Have we looked ahead with those clients that if this sunsets, what will happen?
We absolutely do. You know, currently, every individual has a gift and estate tax exemption of almost $13 million. So for a married couple, that's $26 million. But if that Tax Cuts and Jobs Act sunsets in 2026, as it's scheduled to do, that exemption is going to go back down to $5 million indexed for inflation. So think about it as roughly about half of what it is right now.
So how do we tax plan for that?
That's really an opportunity. There's this window of opportunity between now and the end of 2025 to look at, do you want to make some larger gifts? So for married couples or individuals, if they anticipate their net worth at the time of their death would exceed those exemption amounts, that's when you're looking at potentially paying estate tax. And so one thing you might do is say, well, we've got this window where we have these larger exemption amounts. Can we go ahead and start some planning today that takes advantage of those larger exemption amounts?
That totally makes sense. Talking about mid-year tax planning for high net worth individuals with Amy Kiskala, a wealth strategist and estate planning attorney at Annex Wealth Management. Let's talk about how investments and tax planning fit together. So when it comes to those two things, what should these folks be thinking about?
Yeah, we see a lot of high net worth individuals and maybe looking to generate a certain amount of income or cash flow each year to meet their lifestyle goals. And we tend to see this maybe with executives who are retiring or business owners who are selling a business where the sources of that cash flow is going to change from maybe salary and business income to an investment portfolio. So from an investment strategy standpoint, you're really looking at factors like what are those cash flow goals? What is risk tolerance or risk capacity? And coming up with an overall target allocation between your cash, your equities, and your fixed income. Well, tax planning also plays a part because tax planning would look at, can that income or cash flow be generated in a tax efficient manner?
So you're a wealth strategist. Is this something that we bring the investment planning team in with?
It is. So we're a team here at Annex, and we bring together wealth strategists, we bring together investment specialists, and tax planning specialists to look exactly at that, is can those pieces come together to generate the cash flow that's needed? You know, for example, what are those cash flow needs look like over the next 1 to 3 years, and can we help minimize the need to maybe sell a highly appreciated stock at an inopportune time because we need to satisfy a current need? By anticipating those, we can have a really good comprehensive plan in place.
There might be some goals for fulfilling charity pledges. Is that the part of the conversation?
It absolutely is. For many, high net worth charity is a big part of their planning goals. And when we want to do that in a tax advantage way, mid-year is a perfect time to be thinking about that.
Year-round tax planning. If you're not working with Annex, are you receiving that kind of detailed planning? We want you to know the difference. Amy Kiskala, a wealth strategist and estate planning attorney at Annex Wealth Management. Thank you.
Thanks, Danny.